Have you ever spotted McDonald's hot, crispy fries right as they're being scooped into the carton? And time just stands still. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
There it is. Okay, now we can officially start talking. Like, you know what I mean? Okay, so, I mean, country music? Country music? That's what we're talking about?
Country music?
Country music.
Yep.
I could see, oh man, it's hard because if I go, I'm a fan of country music, then people are like, which kind? Which one? Florida Georgia Line or good country music? You know what I mean?
Sure. What's wrong with Florida Georgia Line?
Everything.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Everything. Oh, okay. However. Dude, come on. First of all, everything's still wrong with it. Kay. No, come on. Everything's wrong with it. Everything. But, and here's what I was going to say.
Everything?
Yes.
Yes.
Like whoa, rapping sections and stuff. Like, just stop. Get out of here. It's terrible, okay? It's awful. Bad. It is awful. It's terrible.
Red however, Solo Cup country.
Hear me out! It's fun, and I would go to a concert and have a great time, I'm sure. And I would probably be singing at the top of my lungs by the time the song ended, and I'd find friends there, and I'm sure I would have a great time. But however, all the same things are true for Taylor Swift also, with me. For me, specifically. Okay. Where I went to the concert, I'd have a great time, I'd meet some friends there, I'd be singing the songs by the top of my lungs. But if you said, are you a fan? I'd be like, not really. You know what I mean?
That's a fair point.
Yeah. If it's a good time, it's a good time. Thing, then? Huh?
You just said nothing. Nothing.
What? No,
nothing
no,
about
I said everything.
Taylor Swift is a good
everything.
Thing, and then you just said I would love to go to their concert.
However, I would know the entire time that this is crap. You know what I mean? But I'd be having a great time. It's like going to a Fast and the Furious movie, right? It's crap, but I'm having a great time. That's all.
And that's what's great about
that's
it.
That's what's great about it, sort of.
No, I mean, okay.
Like, Chris,
I hear
if
you.
I see a Velvet Elvis, I'm cracking up and laughing, right? And I think it's funny and I enjoy it. Do I think that's good art? Of course not.
But there is good country music. It's just not Florida Georgia Line.
Here's the thing. When you say good, that's where it starts to get weird because it's like if it's good to you, then it's good. That's why I just say it's either like enjoyable or not, fun or not. So, am I having a good time or not? Because good is completely subjective. Like what someone's good is my bad. So I can't say good. You know what I mean?
What's good? Keith Urban?
No.
Oh, good what? Lord, Ryan.
No. Sturgill
Simpson.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out where the line here. It's not Florida,
Simpson.
Georgia.
No.
Johnny Cash.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like hey, something like good.
I'm
like,
old school.
Yeah,
I'm
go
like
ahead.
George Strait.
George Strait. Strait. Absolutely,
all right,
Chris.
All right. A few so, Tim McGraw so
real,
songs.
So real country.
Real country.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you just say Fleetwood Mac?
No, he said Clint Black.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was like, yeah. What?
Clint Black.
Or like, you know, like Brad Paisley, you know, Nationwide is on your side. Like, that's a good... him and Peyton. Have you guys heard him and Peyton's band?
What is happening? You're...
Love it.
Brad Paisley is pretty good.
Ever since he kicked... Yeah, but it hasn't been the same ever since he kicked Peyton out of the band.
Alan Jackson.
Alan, give me some Alan Jackson all day long. Give me some Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett's a great songwriter. I don't know if he's technically country, but he does have country.
He's got country roots.
I think
he's a storyteller. Yeah.
You know, cocktails with, you know, umbrellas in them and palm trees. So,
Kenny Chesney. For sure, but...
Well, but I see what Katie's saying, because in the way of, like, storytelling and sort of the songs have sort of that vibe to it
and
in
he
the
has
way
a
that
ton
country
of songs
does.
With country artists.
That's true.
Like, several, not just
o'clock
one.
Some, he wrote 5 O'Clock Somewhere.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
He wrote a lot of country music.
Yeah, I'll throw him in there. Yeah, why not?
He's made from Scarab. Yeah. Anyway.
But then there's like Coldplay country music. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like stadium firework. Like Imagine Dragons country music. You know, like whatever Nickelback is to rock and roll. There's also those bands to country music, and that. I had a great time listening to Nickelback when they first came out. Then
you're the
I
one.
Realized I was listening. No, shut up. Everyone did. And then I realized I was listening to Nickelback. It's that kind of thing.
You're never
listening to Florida Georgia Line going, oh, well, it is Florida Georgia Line, though.
So when Nickelback was in their heyday, I lived in Canada, and it's the biggest thing in Canada, Nickelback. Oh, my God. Unreal. Everybody loves it. Every single car's blaring it out their windows.
Yeah. Listen. Yep, rock and roll has what I feel like Nirvana, and it also has Train.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So does country music. It's got Johnny Cash and it's got Florida Georgia Line or Luke Bryan or who's the guy who really can't sing? Al Dean. Oh, that guy is horrendous. Aldean. Horrendous country music singer. Horrendous. Songs are atrocious. Every single song is truck, Dixie cup. Her suntan, like, just get out of here. And he can't sing either. What is the thing in country music where the guys go there's like a weird tone to their voice? Luke Bryan has it.
The twang?
No. The twang is an accent.
It's a cover up.
Yeah, for everything else he can't do.
It's tone. It's like a tone that they sing with. It's, I can't do it. I don't know what they're doing. It's bad, though.
That's how you keep rhyming truck and dog and all that stuff. You got to mix it up with the twang or whatever you're saying.
You know, the biggest of the country acts that I'll give you, I think, that are like sort of the answer for me to like biggest act, but also brings a lot of musicality that I'll appreciate is like a Zac Brown Band. You know?
It's pretty twangy, like but it's
kind of twangy,
but it's pretty
good. A bit cheesy, mm-hmm. A bit sort of that thing I'm talking about, but...
It's not full Red Solo Cup country, but pretty close.
Like, I can tell there's some real musicianship there.
There
you know
is,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I listen to Al Dean, and I'm just like, what is this guy doing?
Zac Brown puts on a good show. I saw him at Safeco. I mean, places packed.
I saw him at the Hollywood Bowl. He covers a lot of other people. He blends his songs in with... like these are like some jam sessions going on. Yeah. Is there a jam session during a Florida Georgia Line song?
It's just Georgia now. They broke up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I
think it's either Florida or Georgia. I think it's Georgia, but that's it.
Kind of like whatever happened to Lady and Antebellum.
Lady A.
Oh.
Oh, man. Hey, should we release a show?
Hit it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
Dude, what is...
I thought you had the country remix.
Oh, that would have been fun. Now we have to edit.
Never edit. Never edit. Never.
I don't know. Maybe we get Young Fidge to do a little collabo with Florida Georgia Line. Get that country version.
Wait, who's still there? Florida or Georgia?
I think it's Georgia.
Georgia's still there?
I'm guessing, but... Okay. Dierks Bentley's a big hockey guy. Plays beer leagues in Nashville.
He's good.
Yeah, hey, what's up? Welcome to Release the Show. Sorry to interrupt. Hey.
You mean interrupt our talk about country music for a hockey podcast conversation?
Oh, welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Brett. That's Ryan. Chris is here. Katie's here. And we're talking hockey, but before we do that, we'll talk about Wiener Schnitzel. Two locations, Everett and Fife. Go on in, do something different for lunch today. Honestly, Wiener Schnitzel is so delicious that actually, you know, Katie, I'm going to do something different here for one of our sponsors. I'm going to tell all of our listeners to not go. Don't go. Do not go to Wiener Schnitzel, because if you do, you will be thinking about it almost every day and want to have it every day for lunch from here on through the rest of your life. So I know Dom, he's going to be confused when he hears this live read, but Dom, trust me, people should not come to your stores, because if they do, like, you, they won't even be able to handle the business, because that many people will be coming back too often. It'll actually do the opposite and, you know, send them under, because they won't be able to handle the load of how many people want to come there all the time. Because every time I eat Wiener Schnitzel, I just want more and more and more of the chili sauce.
You're right. Yeah.
And the corn dogs. The mini corn dogs, dude. The poppable mini, could be a bite size for some. I go two bites on each one of them. Oh my God. Mm. Mind blowing.
Little mouth.
Mind blowing. And then the ice cream, the root beer floats, the milkshakes, the go to Wiener Schnitzel.
You reversed it on him, man. You reversed it on him. I like it.
Mm. Go to Wiener Schnitzel, everybody. Psycho. Let them know the Release the Show sent you and get a free ice cream cone. Ooh, speaking of ice cream. Get a free ice cream cone with any other purchase at any Western Washington Wiener Schnitzel in Everett or in Fife.
No, man.
Delicious.
You gotta say, don't tell them we sent you.
Oh, right.
Because they're not going.
Don't go there.
Don't tell them Release the Show sent you.
Do not go there. You will become addicted.
About it every day.
You will be addicted, I'm sure. Welcome to the show, everybody. So, some hockey. Let's get into it. Enough country music talk. That's enough. Enough silliness.
Yep.
It's time to get serious, because the good times, well, they are over. For now, at least. We're on a 4-game cooler, everybody. 46 games played, 47 points. The last time we talked, we were thinking that we could jump into the number 3 seed with some good play. However, the Edmonton Oilers have won 13 in a row. Hopefully it's bad luck from here on out. 13 in a row. For them. Meanwhile, your Seattle Squid are in a 4-game losing streak. Ryan, give me some good news, or just let's commiserate. Come on, let's talk some hockey. What's going on?
Give him that job. Yeah, I want to hear what you have to say, right?
What's going on?
Give us the good news.
All right, good news is we have 4 games left until the All-Star break.
Okay.
We just have to hold on for 4 more games, try to get maybe 6 out of these 8 points available, try to stay somewhat healthy and get these guys back being healthy, and then we have the All-Star break, and then we come back out stronger than ever.
Okay. Is that actually going to happen?
Probably not, but...
What do you mean, probably not? You're supposed to say probably.
You don't even believe your own good news.
Yeah, come on, man.
No, I mean... They have a chance tomorrow against Chicago, who hasn't really been playing the best. So again, we have these opportunities. We just got to take advantage of them. And that's all it is taking advantage of what's in front of you. In the last couple of games with them being hurt and injured and suspended and everything else.
Ugh, excuses. No, you know what? The Canucks were terrible last year. And this year, they're running away with the entire NHL. Injuries, whatever. I mean, come on. What was going well during the winning streak, and what is not going well right now? Because we were singing Joey DeCord's praises. I'm not blaming him. I'm asking you. It can't just be, okay, an injury, and then you go in the tank. I mean, come on. Like, if you're going to make a deep run, if you're going to be a team that wins a championship, if you're going to be a team that goes to the playoffs, you're going to have injuries. That can't be an excuse.
Right, but you got to look at it this way. Can we give the comparison last week about football? And the, like, the differences between the two sports, they're going back to back games. They're going back practice game.
So is every other team in the NHL.
When you have a sickness that's going through the locker room, just think of doing any everyday task when you got the migraine, right? You're foggy. So what they really need to do is go back to basics during this time, when instead of trying to get creative and instead of trying to stretch passes across the zones and and doing all these little things, set plays. You really just got to go back to dump and chase, off the glass and out, protecting the puck. So all these basic things that you learn when you're a kid, when you're sick like this and you're injured and you're nursing a, you know, whatever injury, but you're still trying to play through it, the last thing you got to do is try to get creative with this stuff. So it's really going back to what got you successful in the first place. And that is, like I said, it's dump and chase. It's shooting low, going for the rebounds. It's so you don't have to think about it. You just start to react, right? In the Toronto game, there's a lot of Toronto taking away the puck from the Kraken, right? That's just us not
being good at hockey.
No, it's not protecting the puck. It's not putting your body in front, you know, in between the puck and the other player. It's again, you're...
Well, this is coaching, man. This sounds like coaching to me. The Kraken are a streaky team. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, yeah, you're good.
But to me, it feels like coaching because their whole existence so far, all three of these seasons, they're kind of a streaky team. I mean, they're so streaky that we have running jokes and bits on this show about Chris having to run into a lake naked because of their negative streaks. Chris, by the way, they're on a 4-game losing streak. 6 more and you're in, buddy. I mean, so they're streaky, which to me says exactly coaching, you know, because they get hot. That's a streak. They don't get hot. That's a streak. What they never do is like win two, lose one for on a consistent sure. basis. Or even, well, we don't want the streak the other way. But you know what I mean? It's hard with this team. It's like I'll get so excited because they're 8 games in a row on a hot streak. But then, man, when they go into the dumper, they go into the dumper, you know? And talking about them on this show, I got to say, like, being a new hockey fan, my whole life, all I've ever heard is how tough hockey players are. And I'm sure they are. Okay? Yep. However, all I hear about is, well, in order for it to go well, we all need to be playing board games together and having secret handshakes in the locker room. And then when it goes bad, all I ever hear is, well, you know, we have to play every day. Like, yes, yeah, so does everybody else. Are you tough or are you not?
Okay.
Can you get out on the ice and just Whoa. Give it your all on a consistent basis, night after night, whether you're sick or not, so that I at home on my couch don't have to watch 4 games in a row of this malarkey? Yeah, you heard me.
Wow.
I'm hot.
Fighting words.
Wow. I'm hot. I'm disappointed, man.
Pulled out the malarkey.
I'm not angry. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. This is ridiculous.
This gobbledygook.
This is some gobbledygook. Great googly moogly. What are we watching out there on the ice? put a competitive product out there every single night, and let's get into these games, man. Come on. Like, we got the players, dude.
Well, you know, hey.
Or do
I gotta
we?
Say
and
then,
you know what conversation I want to have. Yep. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, no, I was just going to say then you're preaching to the choir to the big cat. You know what I mean? The big cat, he's I think, what, 4th longest active Ironman streak mm-hmm. in the NHL right now at 314 straight games. He's sick. He gets banged up, but he's out there
good
every single game.
Yeah.
Dominating the ice time, doing it night in and night out. That's what you're asking for.
Yeah.
You're saying, let's all be the big cat.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I think it puts a more of a point on the sort of captain conversation or the face of the franchise. Yep. I mean, for sure. For sure. And I love a guy like that. And that's what we need. But, you know, also with the Hawks going out.
Oh, the time is now to
what happened
capture
to
that market.
I mean, come on, man.
Yep.
The Kraken can grab a hold of Seattle in a way that the other teams kind of didn't, especially right off the bat. But they gotta play better, and they gotta. Well, you know, hopefully we think they'll make the playoffs. All right, how do we? I mean, I know you're gonna say injuries and energy and all that kind of stuff, but come on, let's have the conversation that I want to have. Should I stay or should I go? Because it's coming up, man. When is this deadline coming up, and what are we gonna do? Because when they're hot, we should be buyers. And when they're not, we should be sellers. So the way this team is, I just don't know. You know, what do you do as a front office? You go out and you buy a bunch. Well, all right. Then they go into the tank and you don't, you know what I mean?
Sure.
What'd you go buy for? You go out and you sell a bunch. So I don't know. I don't know what they do in the front office here with the way that this team is produced this year. Right? Because you just don't know what you're going to get night in, night out.
I think their game plan right now is just hold steady, right? We got to get guys healthy. So we haven't seen Dunn in a while. We haven't seen Beniers. Those are obviously two giant pieces to this team.
Are they? I mean, honestly, sorry, but are they? Is Beniers? We know Dunn is. Has Beniers been this year, and is he?
Not this year.
So then I don't even know if the injury... See, everyone says, oh, the injuries and who's out. Did it really matter? Let's look at his numbers this year. Rookie of the year last year, you know, kind of...
Sure. It's not
a playmaker.
It's not always about stats and numbers, and that's the thing that it's really hard to try to describe. A player, there's no stat line for being in the right position at the right time, for supporting the other guys that are doing what. Beniers knows he's not scoring goals right now. He knows that producing, right?
Everybody knows.
Right? But you got to do the other stuff. Are you back checking hard? Are you getting yourself back into the play? Are you doing those things that will support your line mates, really?
Bro, he's 42 games played, 13 assists and 6 goals. For what should be the face of your franchise.
So is this a good thing that he's hurt right now and he can get some time to self-reflection?
I mean, I don't know if it's ever a good thing, you know, obviously. But, I'm, dude, come on. Like, I'm just pointing it out. I don't hear enough people talking about this. Like, if this was Julio on the Mariners, he'd be getting destroyed on Seattle radio. Are you kidding me?
Sure.
If Julio was coming off of, like, last year, beginning of the year, remember? He was getting destroyed. People were, what's wrong with Julio? Why is he so cooled off? Oh, has the league figured him out? There's all this conversation, right? And then he turns it around, sets the league on fire, damn near single-handedly takes the team to the playoffs. We all know what happened, blah, blah, blah. Beniers needs to step up, dude. I mean, the numbers are not good. I mean, come on. His plus-minus is minus 11.
That's...
Minus 11.
It might not be all about the numbers and it might not be all about the stats, but he was way too expensive to not be performing.
He's going to be expensive. I don't know if he is. Well, I don't know how hockey and contracts and what he should have been. Well,
isn't he supposed
to
make such a big splash? That's
what you're saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's supposed to be the face of your franchise. He's a minus 11 at this point in the season. He's got 6 goals. 6 goals? Ryan.
He's Ryan.
He's
still pretty young.
Ryan. Shane Wright could find 6 goals by this point of the season, bro.
The right stuff.
You don't think he could trip and fall into 6 goals by this point of the season if he was called up? Or I'm not even sure what his situation is or whatever, but 6 goals in 40-something games? 42 games?
Clearly, he's slumping right now. And then that's kind
it's
of...
just that.
He's slumping for the season, guys. It's not right
sophomore
now.
Sophomore slump.
A slump is maybe for like a slump can last 10 games. 42 game slump?
Sure.
For the reigning rookie of the year on a team that went to the playoffs.
So what's the solution?
Well, it's definitely not trade him because he doesn't have any value right now. So I don't know.
Ouch.
Just bench him? Bag skates?
You're saying he's injured. I don't know how injured he is, and hockey is always very secretive with this stuff. Like, he might be something fighting.
He took a pretty big hit off the board, so it's an upper body injury.
Yeah, upper body injury. They're all vague with this stuff. I don't know. I'm just saying. 19 points in
no penalty
42
called.
Games. Dude, Bjorkstrand's got 36 points. Beniers has 19 points.
Well, and there's a reason why
the points.
He's moving up and down on the first and second line. Like, there's nothing that it's... There's no confidence in that he's going to turn around right away, right? So, again, we got to get through these next set of games and get him back to healthy. We need to have everybody kind of going at all cylinders, right, for the rest of this year. Because that's the only way that this team, maybe not some other teams, but this team succeeds is when everybody is clicking at the same level.
Ellie Tolvanen, right? Our boy. We love this guy.
Tolvi.
Love this guy. Got him off waivers, didn't we? Or got him in some sort of... maybe not waivers, but it was like...
Yeah.
Was it waivers?
Yeah.
All right.
It was waivers, yeah.
Okay.
He fell to us and we got... Yeah.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. Ellie Tolvanen's not the number 2 pick in the draft, should be face of your franchise, reigning rookie of the year, correct? You got him off waivers. 46 games played. Beniers has played 42, so only 4 extra games. And he's got, 12 goals, so he's doubled the amount of goals, 29 points and 17 assists. I mean... Step up, Matty B. Let's go.
That's why he played on the top line with Wennberg and Bjorkstrand last game.
Well, deserves it, man.
The Eberle McCann line is number two. Again, it doesn't really necessarily mean that much, but starting a game says something.
You know who's the top plus minus on the team? You got a guess? Anyone got a guess? Katie, you got a guess? Who do you think is the top plus minus on the Kraken right now? Huh? Anybody got a guess? Anybody?
I was going to say Vince Dunn.
No, dude, it's the sauce.
Really?
It's the dip. Tartar.
Oh.
Tatar. Yeah.
New
plus,
guy.
Plus seven. And then Big Rig and then Turbo, interestingly enough. Yeah. Yeah. Who are you shipping out of town? They got to change it up. They got to send someone out of town.
So I Google just flat out trade rumors, Seattle Kraken, just to see what was out there.
There are none. Nobody wants
them. There's nothing.
No, nothing.
There was a lot of linked to Eberle as far as having some value left in him as far as a leadership presence for a team that's, you know.
That would be such a Mariners move.
Of course.
That would be such a Mariners move. That'd be like them getting rid of Haniger. Just, hey, you know what? You're the oldest guy here. You're the most steady person here.
Yep.
You probably display some great leadership skills, and the crowd loves you. Get out of here, kid.
They brought him back, though.
We're going to keep a lot of these young farm hands so that we can keep trading those in years to come. We're going to follow the Mariners model, because yes. Aren't the jerseys fire? Oh, it's such a Seattle team thing to do. Come on now.
The Kraken just have to play like it's 95.
You know, refuse to lose. You know what? Okay, I got it out of the box. Who should go?
Yep.
Hackstall.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Ooh.
See ya. Dude, three seasons, up and down, streaky. I don't even know you. Feel like I never did. And I'm not sure if the team does either, I got to say. I don't know.
So when they're on their win streak, would you still want to get rid of Hackstall when they're on the win streak?
What I'm saying is, I in three seasons of watching this team, I'm not sure what he does in good times or in bad times, to be honest with you. I don't know. I mean, the playoff run last year was awesome. Gru played lights out in the Avalanche series. That's what got you that. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And so I don't know. I mean, Hackstall's not wearing the leg pads and out there blocking shots. You know what I mean? Like, I coach my kids' little league team. Sometimes you have the players. Sometimes you don't,
right.
You know, and then that's where the coaching has to take over. And to me, the streakiness of the team, that just points right to the coaching. Because consistency, to me, like if you look at other sports, and we do this all the time, but you look at the Seahawks, Pete Carroll's time, you know, up and downs and whatever. But for the most part, consistency, which points to a strong leader and strong leadership at the top, doesn't it, Chris? And so the streakiness of the Kraken sort of points to some, just what I would say is maybe inconsistencies with the coaching or messaging, or you know what I mean? I don't know. They got to do something to light a fire under everybody. Malarkey. I will not put up with malarkey.
Anti-malarkey. You want security. You want some steadiness. Mm-hmm. Some steadiness.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I also think, you know, and Ryan, you correct me if I'm wrong. We could get other hockey people in here. Correct me if I'm wrong. But the not naming of a captain, every time it starts to go south, that just sticks out in my brain. Again, as sort of a, like, it just points to, like, a lack of leadership to some degree. Why can't you just pick someone and go with it? You know, just, if I was the coach, just, make a choice. It's been three seasons. All these guys have been here the entire time. You know these guys well enough. Pick a leader and let's go with it.
I think the lack of a captain and the way that Hackstall sort of goes about his day is pretty similar, right? It's you're just sort of make and do. With Pete Carroll, you knew you got win forever. You knew his philosophy. You knew how he was. And then during the game, he's fired up and he's yelling and he's animated and he's really going for it, right?
Yes.
Haxtell is the same no matter what. It's the same interview. It's the same demeanor.
Mm-hmm. And his team plays the same all the time. Sometimes hot, sometimes cool.
This team doesn't really have that true identity where it's like, all right, we're not the Broad Street Bullies where we're going to just beat everybody up. We're not the finesse team like the Penguins in their heyday when they're winning Stanley Cups. We're not. What are we? We're just sort of, we go out there, right? We are a team. Okay, we play the team game, but that only gets you so far, especially now when half the team is sick. There you go. It starts to break down.
Well, you know, naming a captain would be too mean to the other players. Because we're really nice.
Why. Is that why?
We're a really nice team. We're really nice.
Our
jerseys are nice. We're a really nice team. We come in and we play team hockey. We don't exactly have a captain because we don't want to play favorites or anything. We don't have a face of the franchise because nobody wants to step up and be that, you know. I don't know. We're just a really nice hockey team who's here to play hockey. And if we win, that's great. And if we lose, okay. And we'll try better next time.
We're all captains.
It's annoying, dude. It's annoying.
51% of the time.
It's annoying, man. I need someone to knock over the stick rack. Right? I need someone to throw a Gatorade cooler onto the ice. I need someone to get in a real fist fight. Come on. Let's go.
You're going to hear people say that in the new NHL, that's... you know, in the past, right? The punting of a garbage can and knocking over the sticks. I would have coaches place sticks that they knew were about to break, so they just smashed them. Like, okay, we're growing up, right? So you're not, but again, you're trying to fire up your team. You've got to do whatever you got to do to fire up the team. So if you have sat for three seasons and, hey, all right, boys, let's go. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And then one day you come in and you punt the garbage can and you kind of break the screen in the middle of the room. I don't know. I think that's going to shake some stuff up and wake people up.
Yes, I'm sick of this new thing in sports. It feels like it happened in the NFL too, where it's like kind of just soft and nice and like, oh, we kind of play the game and wasn't that entertaining. And you guys put a lot of bets on it, which let's face it, that's what all this is really about. Mm-hmm. And so, okay, we all did the thing and wasn't that entertaining. No, it's not entertaining. Get some passion. I'm sick of sitting on the couch and investing my time into these teams, and it feels like nobody out there who's playing or coaching cares. That's why Pete Carroll was the greatest, and some of these older coaches who are all on the way out, by the way.
Yep.
Because you felt like, at least as a fan, that they were living and dying with, and that they cared, and that they were passionate, and they were going to have an early heart attack instead of you.
Sure.
And that's good. You know what I mean? Didn't it feel like Nick Saban would just like keel over and die sometimes on the sideline?
No.
But as an Alabama fan, that's what you want.
Correct.
That's what you want your head coach. You're rooting for them. You're buying the jerseys. You're paying for the concessions. Let's go.
Go back to all the coaches in Seattle that you knew and again, that you went behind, right? Lou Piniella, same thing.
Yes, right.
I mean, he's throwing bases. He's kicking hats. Like
Holmgren didn't put up with any S. You know he didn't. You could tell, you know, he was a different leader than Pete Carroll, obviously, but you could tell that he loved his players. He had his players' backs, but at the same time, he wasn't putting up with any crap, you know? And I don't know. I don't know. Do you remember even during the winning streak and even in last year, we were even saying about Haxtell, like, well, it's going good, but we don't really know if it's his fault.
Sure.
So
the coaching staff is pretty quiet, and they have their plan that they're trying to execute. I don't know if they're just not letting anybody in, but they probably should, because that will, especially when you start not calling out people, but leaking it out into the press, right? Like, hey, this is what's going on behind the scenes. It's going to fire up the team in a different way.
It should.
You want? He has a chance. He talks to the press after every practice, every morning skate. After every game, then he has his availabilities throughout the week. Use that opportunity to people see that stuff, right?
Yeah.
But again, you walk up, he stands there, he poses like Superman all the time, and he just throws out his questions and then he walks away. I mean, there's really no personality when it comes to that.
Yeah.
I'll be there tomorrow. Maybe I can try to get something out of him. I don't know. Hey, what's going on?
Who's going to throw a Gatorade cooler? Like, let's go. Who's pissed off enough to stand up and do something about the mediocrity of this team? And I know that right now, if, you know, let's see. They'd be in the playoffs right now? No? Yes? I can't exactly. Would they be if it started today?
I think they're out now.
They're out.
No.
Yeah, they're out.
Nashville overtook.
So, I mean, come on. That's not good enough, dude. It's just not. You go, you know, you have a season one that record-wise, everyone knows you're in season one. It's fine. And everyone had a good time. We fell in love with the jerseys. Season two probably went further than they should have. But, hey, we're building in the right direction. Season three, you can't have this happen with the same players. You just can't. Unless you're the Mariners. You know, and if you're going to be the Mariners, I feel like if they don't go sign anyone, if they don't go make a trade, if they don't shake things up, they're signaling to Seattle that they are the new Mariners.
Okay.
And that's fine. The Mariners have been there for a long time, and we've all enjoyed going to the games, and we've all enjoyed rooting for the players. But if you guys are all here for 54% of the time, just tell us already, because that's kind of what it feels like to me. A little. Especially if they just stand pat and don't do anything.
Sure.
Then that just, you know.
Do we have any Gatorade?
Well, I'm just saying, man. Like, I'll still go to the games. I'll still try to have some fun, you know, whatever. But it's yeah, oh, man. You know what I mean?
No, I got you. And it's I'm fighting this battle right now because I want to see them continue this. What has made them successful, and it is this thing that we've been talking about, right? And but it's got to work. If it doesn't work, it's going to go back, and it's going to go back real fast. And then we're going to be in this position next week, have the same conversation next week. Again, we have three games at home, and then versus the Sharks. We should be able to take care of some of these games, and this is the time to do this. We need to be putting ourselves in that position at the All-Star break to enjoy the All-Star break and then come back focused. But you know,
well, and that's fine for this season. But I think in a broader sense, you need to signal to the NHL what kind of a team you are for the rest of your existence. So what are you gonna do when it's mediocre? What are you gonna do when the team is not performing? And that sends a signal to the rest of the league and to players around the league who are potential free agents or are potential trade, you know, pieces later or are potential Ellie Tolvanen's down the line. Who's going to want to come play for a team that sort of just allows mediocrity? Nobody.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, unless you're just collecting a check, which to me, that's not hockey players. So I think you got to send a message to not only to the team itself, but to the rest of the league that this is cracking hockey, baby. Or is this cracking hockey, baby? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Come on now.
You have you ask players in the league, you know, what buildings do they hate to come and play? They hate to play in New York. They hate to play in Philly, Winnipeg, that apparently doesn't exist. But in the playoffs, have the whiteouts, and they have all this stuff. But there are buildings that you just don't like to play in. And when they talk about going to Seattle, oh, it's a beautiful building. It's, you know,
the people are real nice.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff, right? So, I mean, I don't know. Do the fans play some of that where we need to, you know, obviously support them through this and get louder and make it that home ice advantage that we want? Is it the players' role to get everybody fired up like that? But I just think when you come into Seattle, all right, it's just another game. It's not I'm coming into Seattle and I'm scared to play Seattle.
Well, okay, if you want me to talk to the Seattle fans, I can talk to the Seattle fans if you want, which is look, I love you guys. I'm one of you, and I like going to Climate Pledge. And when the team is doing well, they're pretty loud. I mean, through the playoffs last year, it was well-documented how loud they were. So I won't take them to task too hard. I'll take them to task in saying that I think we should demand more of our team. You know, I think that we should be a fan base much in the way, not in the way that Philadelphia fans are holes. I don't want to be a hole, but we can demand more of our team. I think as a fan base, we should, you know, I mean, look at the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles, man. They were at the Super Bowl last year. We saw their collapse this year, and they're demanding that guy's job. They were in the Super Bowl a year ago. You know, that is a very hot seat.
Yeah.
And then, so then you demand more of your team. I'm not even saying, you know, that might even be too hot of a seat, really. You know what I mean? But I think in Seattle, we're a little bit like, we're just happy to have a hockey team.
Yeah.
Let's just keep rooting for them. I think we need to get a bit more like, no, this isn't good enough. This is not a good enough product on the ice. Like, let's get better and demand more of our teams and more of our players and expect more from them and hold them to a higher standard. It's not good enough to just have a team with nice jerseys. Sick of it. Chris?
Well, if I reckon I hear correctly, what y'all be saying is that our team be listening to too much Florida Georgia Line when they need to be listening to more Johnny Cash. Our team is more Florida Georgia Line than they are Johnny Cash, and they need to go more Johnny Cash.
You ever seen that
picture?
Is that
what I'm hearing from y'all?
Yeah, well, that's right.
You know that famous picture of Johnny Cash flipping off the camera? Yeah. That they should print that out and put it on a t-shirt, because that kind of Johnny Cash and that kind of country music is exactly who we should be. We're already a team from the Northwest that nobody cares about, from a city that is forgotten. It is, you know what I mean? Like, sits up there in the corner of the country. We're always an afterthought, and we need to like grab on to that underdog's mentality and that chip on our shoulder and play like that instead of just happy to be here.
For real, night in and night out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Night in and night out.
And I think we should trade Wenberg.
There you go. That should have been our reaction to the league for the suspension. Like, flip him off.
Exactly, right? Should it have been?
No, should.
That, see, it needs. We need an attitude and an identity. Yeah. And when you have a coach that doesn't really have a personality, I think you don't have a personality. It's not good enough to have a personality behind the scenes. It's too nice. We need to know who they are and who he is and all of that. Or go find someone with a personality.
Just put some headphones over Hack's ears and just play him some Nirvana. Play him some Johnny Cash. Get that going. Let's get him out of his shell.
In the meantime, we got cool jerseys, and they're going to wear the Winter Classic ones for 3 more games this year. So there's that.
Woo!
There's that.
Yeah, well, let's play some good hockey while looking good.
Absolutely.
I will say, and I've said it before, though, the white is
so clean. The away one, I think, is better than the navy one.
The ice
for
white.
Sure. Yeah, it's nice. Hey, that's the show today. If you guys are frustrated like us, you can send us rants, releasetherants@gmail.com. You can send us an email, releasetheshow@gmail.com, or just hit us up on all social media @releasetheshow. Followers. Follow Release the Show. Go follow @releasetheshow. I think we'll be having some contests, some giveaways, some follow drives, especially on Twitter.
Yep.
Which producer Katie calls X, but I refuse. It's Twitter.
Oh, no.
It's Twitter.
Always. It's Twitter.
It's Twitter.
And forever.
I think we can all agree we're not changing the name, right?
For Twitter?
Yeah.
No, it's Twitter.
It's Twitter.
Yeah, okay. We'll be back.
All right.
I mean, what do you send if you send something? It's a tweet.
It's a tweet, yeah.
It's not an Xer.
Chris, what do you say at the end of the show?
I say, well, I'll say, see ya.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.